You are listening to Real World News.
Impacts of KFCP project in Indonesia, toured by Friends of the Earth. The division among indigenous communities has been one of the main impacts of the reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation project called Kalimantan Forest Carbon Partnership, KFCP, which is being developed in central Kalimantan province, Indonesia. According to some local residents, the RED project introduces a new worldview since it gives them the possibility of earning money for doing what they've always done, taking care of the forest and natural environment. This has brought divisions among indigenous families, especially in Dayak Nahdju, said Isaac Rojas, coordinator of the Forest and Biodiversity Program of Friends of the Earth International, an environmentalist federation present in nearly 80 countries. There are changes in the social cohesion, in the unity of the community, added Rojas, who told Rio World Radio that the same happens with rare projects in different parts of the world. From September the 25th to October the 5th, the activists participated in a tour around 5 of the 7 communities involved in the KFCP project and managed to talk with 6 representatives of those communities. Members of WALI, Friends of the Earth Indonesia, Friends of the Earth Australia, a non-governmental organization of that country called the Climate Justice Program, the World Rainforest Movement and local organizations close to the project area participated in the tour. The goal was to verify the impacts of the road project in the communities, talk to their members, get to know their needs and act accordingly at the international level. KFCP is financed by the Australian government, which transfers the funds to the Indonesian government, explaining that the aim is to protect forests, according to Rojas. The project covers a total area of 120,000 hectares in 7 communities by the Kapos River in Kapos District in central Kalimantan. Friends of the Earth International has been following the case for a year to spread the voices of the local population, so they have denounced a lack of consultation and the violation of their rights. The Environmentalist Federation is looking to expose how market mechanisms really work. KFCP is a project that will allow the Australian government to generate carbon bonds to trade in international markets and continue with the predator development model, warned Rojas. Many times this kind of project gives way to what Friends of the Earth refers to as upsetting. A governmental company, for instance, funds a project considered clean in the Global South as a way to offset their polluting activities in other parts of the world. These projects in the South generate the so-called emission reduction certificates or carbon credit or bonds, which end up being a way to legitimize continuing with other practices that damage the environment.
You are listening to Real World News.